Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 248, pre-E3 catch-up. This is the show recorded on the 6th of June 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
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 We've not done an episode for 2 weeks now. So we're just quickly firing this one off before you get like 3, maybe 4 dedicated E3 episodes turn up in your feed reader. So we're just going to quickly cover all the pre-E3 news, and we're also going to do this week's new releases. We're not going to do any letters this week or name that game. We'll save them until we're back on our usual schedule.
Now for the news.
First up in the news, some Rage stuff was announced.
Yeah, okay, so a lot of this news is
a few weeks old.
It's a little bit old, but we thought we'd mention it as well anyway, because it happened, and in case you didn't know about it.
Rage.
They announced an Anarchy Edition for Rage, which is like the special edition of the game, but it doesn't come with anything amazingly cool. It's only DLC and stuff like that. But I think it's kind of taken over the normal version of the game. So you'll probably mainly see the Anarchy Edition in stores.
Okay.
But it comes with like, what was it, like a double barrel shotgun,
ooh,
some crimson elite armor.
Are these real shotguns or fake
DLC
shotguns? So it doesn't it doesn't come with a real shotgun?
No.
Oh. Well, what's the point in that?
Yeah. Well, for people who want to play the game and have different stuff.
Mm.
You get some Fists of Rage and a Rat Rod Buggy. Fists of Rage?
Yeah.
Razor Sharp Knuckle Blades.
No.
So you'd be wearing like glovey things, I guess. So you get like 4 exclusive little bits in there. The confirmed retailers, back when they announced it, were like Amazon Game and HMV.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'd find the normal edition. But this doesn't cost any more than the normal edition either.
So it's just it's just like the Tier 1 edition that happened with Medal of Honor, where the first bunch of stock was just this Tier 1 edition.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sells through.
Yeah. Okay, also, it's worthwhile noting, if you look at the box of Rage, it now says on it, what is it, from the makers of Doom and Quake, or from the makers of Quake, or something like that?
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, you didn't know. It's like a film or something. It's crazy. So that's cool. Rage, of course, comes out September 19th, is it? I don't know.
Cheers.
It comes out September. We should be checking it out at E3, so.
Yep.
Expect to hear some more on Rage.
Ghost Recon.
Because unlike Paul, I'm looking forward to
Let's talk about Ghost Recon.
Ubisoft have announced a Ghost Recon Online, which is a free-to-play is Ghost Recon usually third or first? Third, yeah. So it's a third-person tactical
let me back
shooter.
Up. The online components for Ghost Recon have been first-person, I do believe.
Well, this is a PC game.
Free. Whatever, it's a shooter, you can play it online, whoopee-doo-dah.
Well, yeah, it's free-to-play. I'm going to find out. Ghost Recon Online. I watched a video for it ages ago. You can hear me type? Well, I can usually hear you type. So, you know, it doesn't really make much of a difference. Wrong link. So they announced it a couple of weeks back as their new kind of Ghost Recon thing that will appeal to all people. It actually looks pretty good. I suppose usually the free online things look quite good anyway, that like the big companies make. So, like, Battlefield Heroes was pretty cool looking and all that stuff. There'll, of course, be, like, microtransaction stuff.
Mm.
For if, like, you want to, you know, be more awesome than your friends or stuff like that. It's a third-person cover-based tactical shooter. There's a closed beta that starts this summer as well, and you can register for it on the Ubisoft website. So if you just search for Ghost Recon Online Beta, you can join the beta sign-ups. You need a UBplay, is it a UPlay account, to be able to do so.
Yeah.
And then you can try and get into that. I mean, it'll be free anyway when it comes out, but it means you'll be able to try it before everyone else. But it looks quite cool. So there's that. Next up is Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3.
Wait. Destiny Warriors Gundam 3.
Okay.
Adam, stop.
So it was announced, once again, this was Raga. It's coming out on July 1st in Europe. And they did actually have it playable at MTM Expo. And it's usual Dynasty Warriors game, Gundam style. So like the previous two Gundam games, it's coming out on Xbox 360 and PS3. And as well as that, there's online multiplayer co-op with up to four players. They've done a few new things with it, like a chain explosion system, which by you can do an explosion through a certain number of attacks and it can cause even more explosions and stuff like that. Because, of course, unlike the usual Dynasty Warriors, this is Gundam, so it's all futuristic mech kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's that for any Gundam fans. Excuse me. Next up, Gotham City Imposter. Sorry. Gotham City Imposter.
Hey, man, is this some sort of fake Project Gotham Batman game?
Well, it's like... So, at the start...
Oh, my God, it's Project Gotham Racing with Batman in it.
Not really.
Oh.
That's not at all, really, Paul. Oh. Which Batman film was it that had the imposters at the start?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Dark Knight? Yeah, so the last Batman film, Dark Knight, at the start of it, there's like a fake Batman. And this is kind of a spin-off.
Oh, yeah, the fake Batmans were cool. Except they were a bit newbie.
It's from a comic. Okay, Charlotte informs me it's from a comic, although I would link it to the film, because it's a similar kind of method.
So would most people.
Well, yeah, so would most people. Anyone who doesn't read DC Comics may not know that. It's a spin-off of... I don't know. It's being made by Monolith, who haven't done a huge amount of games recently. They did Fear and Condemned, but they came out a while ago. And this is a first-person shooter, and you kind of choose your character, which is loosely based around either Batman or the Joker. So if Paul looks at the picture, you can see that it's quite odd looking. Have you seen the picture?
What am I looking at?
The picture for Gotham City.
All the weird people, yeah.
Poster. Yeah, so like you could be a female Joker or a female Batman or whatever you wanted to be.
Fun.
And it's kind of just a non-stop action killing people thing. So hopefully it'll be like good humor wise. I mean, lots of people like No One Lives Forever. I was never really a huge fan of it, but I imagine you'll be on par with that. It's going to be a downloadable game. It won't be a full blown retail release, but it's coming out on Xbox Live, PSN, and PC. I'd guess via Steam or something like that. Who knows? But yeah, that'd be cool. It's like just going to be a nice, cool multiplayer shooter. I think it'd be cool. Paul probably won't, because he doesn't really like Batman.
I don't see the point in it, to be honest. Why play that when I can play to Skyrims?
I suppose. Not that they're anything like each other. I'm going to remove that next show note. Next up, Zombie Cow Studios, who are the guys that made... Not that Paul will know this, maybe. I don't know. They made some games called...
I know everything.
Bend Their Dam-
know.
You know everything.
I am
okay.
The king of...
Okay.
I am the undefeated champion of Name That Game.
Uh-huh. I wonder why that is. Anyway, they made Bend There, Damn That and Time Gentleman Please, which are two little point and clicks that are available on Steam and a few other places like that. And they've now changed their name. They closed down Zombie Cow Studios and have now called themselves Size 5 Games. They reckon they'll probably regret it, but they don't know what will happen. So I'd gotten used to the name Zombie Cow, which is a shame that they've gone and changed it, but... They're trying to change their ways and get into more different stuff. So that'd be cool. Lego Harry Potter years 5 to 7. So they've previously done years 1 to 4. They've now announced 5 to 7. It's coming out on pretty much everything available at the moment. So 360, PS3, PSP, NGP, Wii, DS, and 3DS. As well as PC, of course. So it's kind of weird that they're doing PSP and NGP, whatever it's going to be called. which I'm sure will be announced today, I reckon.
Tomorrow. Oh, no, it is. Yeah, it will be today, your time, won't it?
Today for me.
Yeah, tomorrow for us, because it'll be like 2 o'clock in the morning our time.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, it's like 7 in the morning here. Yeah, so they've announced it'll take part in the... Not the last ones, though, because I think year 8's Deathly Hallows, isn't it?
Well, no one cares. Let's get on with it. Come on.
I'm just trying to figure out. So 1 to 4 was...
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I need my afternoon kip.
You need your afternoon kip?
Yes.
Philosopher's Chamber, Azkaban, Phoenix. No, Goblet. Phoenix. Harry Half-Blood.
Why are we listing Harry Potter? Oh, it's the Harry Potter games that are not in years 1 to 4.
Yeah, okay, well, it's 5-7. That must include Deathly Hallows, then, actually.
Of course it's Deathly Hallows. Whatever.
Well, I'm just trying to figure stuff out. So it's being made by TG Games, as usual. And for anyone that liked the first one, it's just going to be pretty similar, but taking place in the different films / books. I think they go based more on the films and the books, though, and then, of course, add their own little stuff in there. But yeah, so that's good news for LEGO Harry Potter fans, because of course they just recently released Pirates of the Caribbean, so they had to announce their next thing, didn't they? Yes, Paul? You're not talking much this episode.
Well, I don't really have a clue what you're jib-jabbing about, to be honest.
No.
So I'm going to randomly just start talking about awesome nauts. I have no idea what this is, so I'm just going to talk about Skyrim. So in the Skyrims, you're this guy, and you're like, rah, rah. Boom, 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 boom. And then a dragon comes along, it's like, wah!
Yes, Paul. Okay, so Awesome Nauts is something that I'm probably going to be checking out tomorrow / whenever's this week, which is a XBLA PSN title, which is made by the guys that made Swords and Soldiers, which was a side-scrolling RTS game. And this is going to be a multiplayer online battle arena kind of thing. Based on kind of 80s themed characters. So I'd say kind of like Rocket Riot. I get a feeling it will be like, but perhaps a little bit less jetpacks and more a variety of characters. But that's coming out. No date as of yet. They've just said that it's going to be on show at E3. But yeah. So there's that. Rune Factory Tides of Destiny. This one is actually Destiny, not Dynasty. Is coming out on the Wii and PS3, apparently. Sadly, this is some Natsumi news, so it probably won't be coming out over here for a while. But that'd be quite cool to see a Rune Factory title on the PS3. But it's a bit weird that they're developing for Wii and PS3. Because, of course, Wii's a lot different to the PS3.
Yeah, the Wii. Whether that means... What's the point in that?
Well, whether that means they'll make it look nicer for the PS3, or if they'll just do a port from the Wii to the PS3, I don't know. It's gonna, I don't know, where's it gonna be? So they've got different characters now, Aiden and Sonya, as well as the fact that it's on Fenith Island. So like every time they kind of change the stuff around. Usually the story is a guy who's lost his memory, and there's a girl who helps him out. But this time round, these two awake as one. So they've kind of got their souls trapped in the same body. And they've got to try and figure out how to split themselves apart and stuff like that. So it'll be a usual Rune Factory title. So it'll have farming and RPG elements. So perhaps collecting monsters again, as well as killing them and raising stats using swords, stuff like that. I quite like the Rune Factory titles. So hopefully it'll come out over here. Especially for PS3, because that'd be pretty cool. Yeah?
Yes, sure.
Yes. Just a quick thing about Duke Nukem.
We don't need to talk about this rubbish. Demo now.
We're talking about it. It comes out this week.
No one cares
Duke Nukem Forever.
About Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem Forever, the demo's out. It was going to be only available for the First Access Club members. However, now they've actually just put the demo up for everyone. So if you go on the Xbox Live or PSN, I believe. You can just go on there and download the demo. It's like 1.5 gig or something like that. It's set in the football stadium thing that is pretty much all the stuff that you've seen everywhere. But if you want to give... Well, I believe it's set in that. That's what someone told me. If you want to give it a go, pop on there, or depending on Steam as well. I don't know if it's already up on everything, because I knew it was up on Xbox Live. But I don't know about PSN or Steam. But yeah, so you can give it a go before it comes out and see if you want to pick it up. I'm sure all Duke Nukem fans will just pick it up anyway. I know Paul won't be picking it up.
No, I haven't even bought Mortal Kombat 1 yet. You know, a game I want, I still haven't bought it. So I'm not going to buy a game I don't want, am I?
No, I wasn't saying you were going to.
Exactly.
Okay. El Shaddai has a release date now for Europe, which is September 9th. Mm-hmm. If you want to try it out, there's a demo on the Japanese Xbox Live Marketplace. You'll just need a Japanese account in order to download it. I'm sure there'll probably be a demo coming out soon because it was a fully localized demo. So it was actually totally all in English. So I'm sure they'll announce the release of a demo just before it comes out so you can give it a play. That's that. Would Paul like to do some talking now?
Yes, let's talk about some of the Skyrims. So a few details about Skyrim have been announced via an official console, newbie console magazine. So we've learned a few more things about it. Obviously, there'll be a bit more about it at E3 this week.
Yep.
But first up, we can say that there's four confirmed factions. And by factions, I mean things like the Fighters Guild, Mages Guild. So we've got the Companions, which is the Fighters Guild, the College of Winterhold, which is the Mages Guild, then you've got the Dark Brotherhood and Thieves Guild. No other things have been announced yet, which is disappointing, because I would like an Imperial Legion and like the Imperial Cult back from Morrowind, because they were kind of cool as well. Not that I joined the Imperial Legion, but you get the idea. I mean, they could make the excuse back in Oblivion, oh, we don't need to have this in here because, oh gee, the Imperial Legion is just like, you know, we're in the Imperial capital, who cares? And a cult is just the church, which was already, you know, all set up. So it'd be nice to see that in Skyrim, but nothing announced yet. They did announce, however, that the quests for these will tie into the main quest a little bit more than they did in Oblivion, where they weren't connected whatsoever.
Oh, okay, that's cool, as opposed to just side crap that you can do if you really want to do it.
You know, I've got my main character, and I've done the main quest, and I don't want to do it again. You know, I don't want to be stuck halfway through the Fighter's Guild because I need to complete this main quest before it triggers the next one. So I hope they avoid situations like that. They've also announced a few different Dragon Shouts. Dragon Shouts are the funky sort of magic ability you have that you gain new skills going throughout the game. So it's got the bullet time mode, which we already knew about. And then they have like the shockwave ability, which they showed in the trailer. They've also announced there's one called Yoltor, which is some kind of fire breath, and Islen, which is some sort of ice crystal, and Strunbaku, which is some sort of lightning attack. So that's funky. We also know that injured dragons won't actually be able to fly, so you'll have to fight them on the ground, which will make a nice change.
That's cool.
Most importantly, though, in my opinion, is guards are no longer these like all-knowing beings that can sense crimes 20 miles away. So now when you commit a crime one side of the map, you won't get arrested for it the other side of the map 20 minutes later. So guards will have like individual cities will have their own guard groups. Well, they'll know about crimes in the city, but if you go and hide in another city, the guards there won't know about it. So that will stop a lot of the annoying stuff where, you know, you just have to deal with the guard and get it over and done with. So either, you know, give them the monies and all that sort of stuff. But now you could just say, oh, I'll just avoid that town because I'm wanted there. And I could just hang out over in this other town. So that's cool because it was annoying how the guards would just spawn right next to you. You're like, you're sure they're just spawning there just to get you when you're trying to have a nice relaxing evening. So that's good. It's got 60,000 lines of content now, which should hopefully make the conversations a little bit more good. Because it was a bit annoying every time a guard would say, criminal scum, criminal scum, criminal scum, criminal scum. Why won't you die? Why won't you die? Why won't you die? Stop right there, criminal. And it's just, you know, the same thing over and over. So hopefully this amount of dialogue will avoid some of that as well. It's still got fast travel, which we already knew about. But there's also other forms of transport. So you've got the carriage mode of transport. So like you have the Silk Striders in Morrowind, there'll be something similar for Skyrim. So you'll be able to visit all the major cities off the bat by going on this carriage transport type thing. And there's also horses in the game now as well. That wasn't previously officially confirmed. And apparently the horses are better. They handle much more like a horse. And hopefully the animations will look much more like a horse.
Yeah.
No offense, Bethesda, but... Oh, and if you... Have you seen the screenshots they released the other day?
No.
It's got woolly mammoths.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you go on the SkyrimPortal.com, it's on the front page at the moment, a picture of the woolly mammoths. So that's cool.
Cool. So you're happy then?
Well, I'm not as happy as I could be because they can have like the, you know, the Nine Divine Church Guild cult thing back in there. You know, they've got the Dark Brotherhood. Whoopie doodah. I mean, the Dark Brotherhood's cool and all, but sometimes I just want to be a priest. You know, I just want to do priest-style quests and stuff. So,
okay, hopefully we'll find out some more stuff this week and make Paul happy.
Yes, you will. And yes, carry on.
Okay. Next up, XCOM. There's a new trailer out if you want to have a search about.
Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Okay, the first trailer for XCOM was quite reserved, and this one is kind of all guns blazing almost. So it looks like they've made it a lot more actiony than I thought it was going to be, more actiony than BioShock, because it's like you've got lots of guys on your side and there's lots of guys on the alien side and you're just shooting loads of people. It looked like they've maybe put some kind of tactical element in it though, because at one point you can see in the trailer the guy like directing two guys to go take cover. So it'd be interesting to see it later on this week, because I've been looking forward to it since that first trailer. Okay, yeah, it's not like the original XCOM, but you have to give things a chance. I know Paul's the kind of person that doesn't give things a chance usually.
I am a very chance giving person.
Well, yeah, but you're like, well, if they screw this up, I'm not gonna be happy.
I ain't. Look, Todd Howard, I don't like dragon shouts. I don't like your newbie fast travel, and I'm not particularly fond on the amount of dialogue we had cut out compared to a Morrowind. There's obviously text. You had a lot more stuff going on. And if it's speech, you have like one sentence. Don't give me a sentence. Give me a little 5-minute speech about this dungeon you want me to go and raid. Yo, you know, put some history and some background into it, Todd Howard, man. Stop being such a cheapskate.
Okay.
Not that Todd Howard works on XCOM, of course.
No, he does not. No. Yeah, not so yet. They've also announced at the end of the trailer that it's coming out March 2012. So it was coming out winter this year originally. That's been put back. Yes, that's cool. Hopefully I'll have some more news on that soon, because I still want to see some good stuff about it. A Star Trek game has been announced. This is kind of the first, I don't know, co-op third-person Star Trek game in a while, right? Most of the others are space combat.
Well, you've had a Star Trek online, of course.
Well, yeah.
And you've also had Star Trek, whatever it was called, with the flying ships, space combat.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I want to play that now.
Was that the 360 one?
Yeah, and PC, of course.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what it was called.
Yes, there's a new Star Trek. This is set in the original Star Trek universe. So it's an action adventure co-op game, so a third person kind of cover shooter almost, where you play as Kirk and Spock. It's set in the original series. One player will be Kirk, one will be Spock. I imagine if you don't have two people playing, it will be AI controlled on the other character. They've Paramount announced it this week and it's being showed off at E3. I might have a peek, see what it looks like. It's kind of hard to tell what they do with the Star Trek and whether they make it 100% serious or kind of silly as well. Usually it goes down the serious route, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, that was announced and we'll find out.
Oh, screw it. Let's just play Klingon Honor Guard.
Can't play as Klingon. Well, Klingons looked weird in the original series as well.
Well, that's because they looked like
people. They weren't proper Klingons.
No, they were not.
No. As well as that, there was loads of NGP news. So, like, there was a Wipeout 2048 announced, and an Uncharted game called Uncharted Golden Abyss. So at the Sony conference today, they're going to have people playing.
Hey, tomorrow.
NGP stuff. Oh,
this is for UK listeners.
Tomorrow.
And okay, I ain't being up 3 o'clock tonight to do a podcast about the Sony thing.
That's okay.
Yo.
We could do it in the morning. Well, your morning, my evening, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so they're going to have lots at the Sony conference. So I imagine they'll have something similar to this on show, because, of course, they showed the Uncharted game. When was it they announced the NGP? Was that last E3?
No, they announced the NGP fairly recently. Maybe at, like, their financial quarterly, yearly thing or something.
Yeah. So they'll undoubtedly announce the name of the NGP as well as show off loads and loads of games to get people interested in it. Because, you know, if they get the right price point this time around, they could do a good job with it. And if it has a good battery life, which it better do. But, you know, it'd need a pretty darn huge battery to support, what, 2 touchscreens and all the craziness it's got going on?
Mm.
Is it two? Or a touchpad and a touchscreen?
Well, it's got a touchscreen on the back or something, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, just it's not really a touchscreen if it's on the back, because it's a pad.
Well, yeah, touchpad.
We can call it a touchback.
No, touchpad, like on a computer.
Okay, fine. Touchpad. Yeah, so I imagine there'll be loads of NGP news coming up this week. As well as that, THQ announced a new Metro game called Metro Last Light. Of course, they released Metro 2033 last year, I believe. So they've got another one coming out now, made by the same developers from Ukraine. Are they 4 games? Or something along those lines? I can't remember what they're called. But that's cool. Hopefully they'll do a good job on it. I know a lot of people were a bit disappointed with 2033. I still haven't actually played it myself. 4A games, there you go, 4A games limited. But, you know, it's a nice post-apocalyptic Russian kind of setting.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be cool. And then finally, some good Nintendo 3DS news. So we announced, like, a while back about the first update stuff, and it's been dated now. So if you're in America, I believe the update is up today, June 6th, and then tomorrow, June 7th, or almost soon, because of the time, so it's, what, 3 o'clock over there? So tomorrow there'll be an update in the UK as well, which allows transfer from DSi to 3DS.
Oh, so this is all going live, is it?
Yeah, the store's going up. It's having a couple of games up, so like Excitebike, Super Mario Land, a few other things. I'm not sure if the browser's in this update as well. It may be. All I know is I want to get my games off my 3D, my DSi. Which, you know, is the only reason I've kept my DSi, although I found out a few things. So, like, there's a few games that won't transfer over.
Oh.
Which is kind of annoying. Because apparently, like, the Art Academy game that came out for the DSiWare, someone told me that apparently that won't be transferring over because they've taken it off the store.
Oh.
Which I think is a bit horrible.
Yeah, I moan about that.
There you go. Yeah. So they're going to put up the internet browser. So that's cool. A load of... There's still some more WiiWare and DSiWare games coming out as well on the same day. But I'm more interested, of course, in the 3DS stuff. So they've said Excitebike 3D. There's no official confirmation of everything that's coming out. There should be a demo for Excitebike as well, from what I've heard. As well as, of course, you have access to all the original DSiWare store stuff as well.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, it's having a virtual console. So they'll start releasing stuff. And some of the virtual console games apparently are going to be done in 3D. So you'll be able to get Excitebike in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
So I believe it'll be like the original.
Oh, fun.
Unless they've made a whole new game, I don't know. Either way, it'll be cool. Because then it'll have the internet browser finally. and all the stuff that it should have had on release, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah. Sadly, it doesn't look like Zelda's coming out in this update. It'll probably come out a few weeks later, maybe. So they've said there's going to be Super Mario Land Alleyway and Radar Mission. I don't know what Radar Mission is. But I always used to play Alleyway on my Game Boy. So that's pretty cool.
Indeed.
Finally happening. So everyone get ready to update your 3DSs if it's connected to just wirelessness. So if it's talking to other systems, it'll come up with a spot pass, I imagine, and just say there's a new update for your 3DS. So then all you have to do is connect to an internet connection and load that up. So that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's like the news. There's loads of other news that's happened. We've picked a few things. This week will all be E3 news.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Releases this week.
We're going to run down them quickly because Catherine needs to get her backside over to the Microsoft conference.
Yes.
Well, I suppose you want to leave soonish, don't you?
Yeah, I want to leave before so I can get a good seat.
Yeah. First up, PS3 release Infamous 2.
Yes.
Sequel to Infamous. Surprisingly.
Yep, made by Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch, yeah. For some reason, Sucker Punch sounded like the wrong name. So, Sucker Punch, who of course made the Sly Raccoon games. There's a Hero Edition coming out, which comes with a backpack and a figure and all this kind of craziness. There's a figure, right? Yeah. So you can get a crazy expensive edition. I think it's from Play for £100, or you can get the standard edition. It comes with the beta for Uncharted 3, I believe, for the multiplayer.
Oh, really?
And it's just the newest game in the series. If also you haven't played the first one, with the things that Sony are giving, the games that Sony are giving away as a sorry for the problems with the PSN, Infamous is one of those games. So you could always get that, give it a go. If you like it, you can always pick up Infamous 2. So is that. Duke Nukem Forever has finally come out after God knows how many years in development. Gearbox is coming out. Finally.
Supposedly.
Huh? Yeah. So, made by Gearbox this time round, because of course 3D Realms went under. It's got multiplayer. It's coming out on PS3, 360 and PC. There's a demo up now, which you can give a play if you're not sure if you want to get it. I'm sure Duke Nukem fans will get it anyway. There's a Balls of Steel edition that comes with loads of crazy stuff.
No.
Which you can actually get fairly cheap now if you pre-order
it.
And loads of people have been waiting ages for this. It doesn't come out until next week in America, so actually in the UK we get it a week beforehand, which is pretty cool because we don't usually get that. I guess it just passed certification early or something like that for the UK. Who knows? So that's pretty cool. It's finally coming out. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy that it's finally out. Paul doesn't care.
Nope. Don't see the point in it. Years behind when it came out, years behind now.
Okay, Paul. Red Faction Armageddon's coming out.
Oh,
this is the newest game in the Red Faction series.
Hey, Volition, how about making a Free Space 3, you noobs?
Well, they're working on Saints Row, aren't they?
Saints Row and crappy Red Faction. Great.
Who knows? Maybe they'll make another Free Space one day.
No, they won't. No market
they
for
just
it.
They need some publisher backup though.
It would only be me and random architect who'd buy it.
No, I'm sure there's quite a few people out there that liked Free Space.
Best space shooting game of all time.
Yeah. So Red Faction, usual kind of sci-fi futuristic blowing up environments stuff that you should be used to if you played the last one. Or any of them really, because they've always had destructible environments. There's a demo up if you want to play it before you give it a go. Before you purchase it. Red Faction. It's come out 360, PS3, PC. Then we've got two White Knight Chronicles games coming out. Right. There's White Knight Chronicles 2 coming out on the PS3, which is a sequel to the first one. And White Knight Chronicles Origins coming out on the PSP. This is an RPG. which is a PS3, well, a Sony exclusive, because these haven't come out on 360 at all. Yeah, fans of the original will probably enjoy these, I guess.
What about Kung Fu Panda 2?
Yep, so as Paul said, Kung Fu Panda 2 is coming out. It's, of course, a film tie-in for the new Kung Fu Panda 2.
Kung Fu
Panda. It's coming out on
Kung Fu Panda.
Large variety of consoles, as well as, of course, Green Lantern, Rise of the Manhunters, which is also another film tie-in.
We're not finished talking about Kung Fu Panda.
You can talk about Kung Fu Panda.
It's rubbish.
Well, no, the first one was quite good.
No, it's rubbish. Let's talk about Green Lantern.
We just did.
You finished that.
Well, it's a film tie-in. It's
okay, let's talk about Sports Island on the 3DS then.
So this is a spin-off from the Wii game of Sports Island, and they're just doing a 3DS version, really. Of course, it will be slightly different to the Wii versions, maybe. Who knows? 3DS can do quite good.
And finally, Geodefense.
What?
On the show notes, Geodefense. So this is week's must-have Xbox Live game on Windows Phone. It's a tower defense game. It's done in the style of sort of Geometry Wars. So it's all sort of neon-shaped things. Hopefully it'll be quite cool.
That's cool. I didn't know that was coming out.
Yep. And then next week, I think, is Sonic coming out.
Oh, cool.
And then a week after that is Plants vs. Zombies.
I bought Doodle Jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? £2.50 or something?
Yeah, £2.50.
Steep.
The achievements are pretty hard to get as well.
Oh, very steep then, if they're hard achievements.
Yeah. They're not like, just get to this kind of height. It's like, do this thing in concession and don't die doing this or something
like that.
It's pretty fun though. I was playing it on the tube.
Yeah, my dad was playing Harbor Master.
Oh yeah.
He says it's good. He's only got the trial, of course, because he doesn't have any money to buy it.
So, Geodefense.
Yep.
Do you know who's made by?
Not off the top of my head, but I can quickly find out.
Do we know the price that it's going to be?
They probably have announced the price, but I probably don't know what it is.
It'll be out tomorrow. Actually, no, Wednesday-ish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. With what everything's coming out at, I imagine somewhere between £2.50 and £5, really.
Critical Fort Games did the iPhone version. I don't know.
Okay.
About the Windows Phone version.
iPhone versions of games. Well, Windows versions of iPhone games.
Well, yeah, a lot of them are ports, like obviously.
Yeah.
And then obviously on Android, you've got the Doodle Jump clone with the cow and stuff, so.
Yes, of course. Well, you've got loads of different clones of the kind of Doodle Jump thing.
Yeah.
Because there's a monster one that I've played, Monster Up or something like that, which is pretty cute on Windows phones. Yeah, that's kind of it for this week.
Yep.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Although we will be doing an episode later.
Oh yeah, did I say this week? Today.
Which will cover the announcement made in the Microsoft conference, which is starting in an hour or two.
Yes. Well, it won't just be Microsoft conference.
Yeah, but if you pay attention to how we normally do things, we have episodes focused around the main conferences, and then we have the generic show floor jib jab. That's how we did it last year.
Well, yeah, I know we did, but we're like, because I'm going to Microsoft, then Ubisoft, EA.
Oh, so you're not going to come back and report on Microsoft and then go to
things.
Oh, that's not very good. We need to have the podcast practically live, dude.
Paul, I can't do that.
Can't you spin off a clone of you to do it?
No, because the thing is, the conferences are so close together this time around, just purely based on the fact that there's only one day before E3 starts.
Oh, yeah. So they've had to cramming them all in this day, are they?
Yeah, so they've put everything in one day, bar Nintendo, and Nintendo's tomorrow morning. And so today is EA, Ubisoft, Microsoft, and Sony. So they'll all have to be packed into one, really.
Well, Sony and Microsoft will split out. So Microsoft, Ubisoft, and then Sony, whoever.
Yeah, we can do.
Because the thing the Microsoft one and the Nintendo ones are going to be sort of the main ones, I think. Because although Sony might say a bit about the PSP2, I don't think there's really much demand for that. Microsoft, on the other hand, will probably have some Kinect stuff, because I think they were quite taken aback by how well Kinect took off, and they want to, rev that up a bit.
Yeah.
Nintendo obviously might have the Wii, well, probably will have the Wii 2.
Yeah. So, yeah, expect lots of podcasts coming up. Going to make Paul stay up at a crazy hour so we can do them.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Me be up at a crazy hour.
Yeah,
one of the two.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
So, yeah, that's it for today's, well, today's show, depending on when we do the next one. And we'll catch you all today / tomorrow.
Yes.
Wherever you are.
Laters.
It depends on where you are.
Yes.
I don't know. Time differences and all that stuff. So yeah. Oh, you can check out our Twitter feed because I might be doing tweeting of the conferences.
What do you mean might?
Maybe.
Are you or aren't you?
Well, it depends on connection.
Okay, so if we have a connection, Catherine will spam the Twitter feed with random jib jab.
Well, yeah, because I'm going to take my laptop. So it depends if there's one Wi-Fi, or if there's not, I can use my phone, but it just costs me a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah.